Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan. Having a super fun day in here with Bruce Smith from ECBT, the Friends of San Diego City Lakes, the San Diego Bass Fishing Podcast. What's the name of the guide service, Bruce?
Bass Outdoors.
Bass Outdoors.
Yeah, Bruce Allen Smith Outdoors.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, you can just contact me, 619-753-0773, and text me there and we'll get you set up.
And just a very, very fun and guy to get to go fishing with. And I love that you got something for every person out there. A true enthusiast bass fishing pro is going to get to go fishing from a great guy and pick his brains. Corey, you made a great mention if you're wanting to up your game on forward-facing sonar to get to do that, all the way down to, hey, I want to go take my kids and go do easy fishing. And, you know,
Those are some of my favorite trips.
Oh, sure.
Are taking kids fishing. Yeah. Like little kids, like 6, 8, 10, and taking shiners.
I'll bet.
And I like took, so I had an 8-year-old, just a couple weeks ago, I had an 8-year-old, and we went out and caught 15 bass in 2 hours.
Love that.
On shiners in the afternoon.
How
just
cool.
A half-day trip, and just, you know, we're kids doubling up. He's hooking his own fish, 8 years
so
old.
Rad.
And then just like the next couple few days later, had Chris Minnick out. I don't know if you know Chris.
Very well, of
course. He brought his grandson out, and he's 6 years old. And we had a fabulous day with, you know, fishing shiners, first time out bass fishing. And
love that.
And he's hooking them and casting. We taught him how to cast and whatever. So, yeah, those are some
day.
Of my favorite trips for sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
I bet. That's awesome. I love hearing that.
Yeah.
That's cool. And how does one book if they do want to come fishing with you?
Just through text me, call me, 619-753-0773. You can get me through Instagram, Facebook. I'm not real hard to find. I got Bruce Smith Instagram, Bruce Smith on Facebook, San Diego Bass Fishing Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Call any DM me over there.
How fun.
Or text me on the phone. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So neat. I mean, that forward-facing sonar thing, there's got to be a huge learning curve.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I know
yeah.
the baseline, somewhere around $3,000 to $4,000 for that equipment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you can find some deals out there, you know, the older style, older units, like new ones will come out, and then you just get the step down.
Yeah.
And that's usually on sale somehow, so it's
still around $3,000.
You're still looking at $3,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I get that program. Like, when Bruce upped to a CH500 from a CH250, that used CH250, that became Rick's price range.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
This thing's got a whole, you know, the button's broken on this side, but you don't need it, and this thing's got 2 years
it
old.
It only goes to the right.
It's a little bit sunburned, but you know what? It's going to be just fine.
You're good. It'll catch you.
Yeah, exactly.
But if somebody's
pushing the game.
Yeah.
Bruce, if somebody's spending that kind of coin to charter you for the half day or full day
uh-huh.
just to go learn it
uh-huh.
is a small
pennies.
Chunk of change,
yes.
right?
Oh, yeah, 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 for
yeah.
sure. And it cuts the learning curve down from days and days or weeks and helps you out. And like I said, yeah, there's a huge thing, you know, just like identifying fish
right.
and how they bite
react.
And how they react and where they're at.
Right.
Because now we're finding them in places that we never found them before.
Yeah.
Or maybe you found them, but you didn't know out of the 100
right.
casts where to target that
yeah,
one cast.
Yeah, yeah.
And just you get to see how a fish reacts to your lure, and you start to get in there like, okay, well, that I didn't catch him on this cast, and I would have gone away, but that thing is going to bite. You know, like,
yeah.
I need to
yeah.
either just slow down, or I need to fire something else at him, or there's no reason to waste my time.
Or you just keep going.
Yeah. Or this bush looks incredible. I guarantee you they're there. And then
yeah.
you drive by like, nope, there was nothing there.
Yep.
And then,
yep.
hey, look, there's a whole pile of them right here that looked like dead bank. I
yeah.
would have just driven right by.
Yeah.
Or look at this rock they're levitating toward
yeah.
that uh-huh. I never saw.
Yeah.
You know, and,
yeah.
and look how they're hanging on that rock ready to chew.
Oh, yeah.
I actually, listening to you for 30 minutes was so, like, no, I'm telling you, I was into it. And you were talking about how you could see him turn on your bait and you could see him react.
Yeah.
And how you pull it from him.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you have to, like, speed it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to speed up.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a yellowtail thing, you know, with the vertical jigging. And it just clicks. Like, that's what yellowtail are doing.
Yeah.
It's a cat and mouse thing. And you're keeping it away from him. You're trying to keep it away from that yellowtail on a vertical jig, basically. And he's chasing it down and eating it because that's what bait fish do.
But yeah.
They run from things. They don't stop.
But you're taking an educated trophy of a 5 to 10 pound fish.
Yeah.
And you're making him commit because he's seeing something that's reacting the way something normally would react.
Right.
Running from him.
Yes. Right. A lot of it is, yeah.
We got to last season go fish smallmouth on Lake Coeur d'Alene with a fantastic guide, Jess from CDA Sport Fishing, and he was a magician with the forward facing sonar. And what you described was everything. Like the cadence became so important. Like you would watch that fish like turn on your lure and sometimes follow it a long way, and that was that was the biggest thing that he preached. Is like you have to match their pace plus a little bit.
Yeah.
You
know, yes.
Word for word, what you said. He's like, in nature, when a fish is chasing down a bait fish, that bait fish doesn't slow down and wait to get eaten. Like it picks up. And then when the fish picks up speed, you need to pick up speed again.
Yep.
Like just
yep.
And you watch it. The beauty is you get to watch it at real time. And when you do it the right way, like that just happens. You know, all of a sudden the small dot and the big dot become one dot, and the rod bends in half.
Yeah.
Like it's pretty cool.
It almost flashes too.
Yeah,
like when
totally,
they open their mouth,
totally.
You can like
really?
See it. Yeah.
It's so worth it.
It's a trip.
It's so seriously, worth a fun trip to go fishing with Bruce for the day to see it and do it. It's really, really cool.
I have to be honest though. Let me just take a step back from the conversation and say that the whole video game part of it doesn't like grab me.
Okay, so that's a good point. And there's a lot of people out there that are like, oh, it's a cheater box. It's a spotlight. It's you might as well go with a thermal imaging if I'm going deer hunting. But it's so like again, I'm going to bring up my friend Jim Edwards, who is 70. He's in his mid 70s, early 70s.
Yeah.
And a lot of the older generation are just like, nah, rah, I don't like that. It's cheating. You know, you guys aren't learning how to fish. And he says he looked at me. He's like, oh, man. What is not fun about watching a fish eat your lure,
absolutely,
whether it's on the surface or if it's 20 feet down?
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm doing.
And
I'm throwing it at that fish. I'm keeping it away from him, and he's coming up and eating the lure, and it is the greatest thing I've ever seen. It is so fun.
It adds another layer or two to the game, right? And I understand it. I totally get it. I'm not, you know, knocking it down. I'm just saying that it's not my style, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's okay.
That's okay.
Right.
That's all right.
Yeah, it's just a different way of doing it.
It's pretty fun.
I get it. No, I totally get it.
So, speaking of something new, you were talking about Bruce talking about that new bait.
Oh,
and I
the
just
whole
thought that was really
thing.
Fun. And I just know how much you like new stuff and cool artificials. So tell us about what that was and what you guys were referring to.
Well, so let's for a listener listening, there's no way other to describe it than it. Looks like a spherical ball. Like imagine a nickel or a quarter round with a bunch of spikes coming out of it. Like and that's what they call an urchin bait.
Right. Yeah. And it's the original one's called the Hide Up. It's from the Japanese company Hide Up, and it's called the Koike, Coike, Koike ball. And we had them on the shelves for like a year. We were gonna put them in the bargain bin.
I love that.
Yeah, you know, the classic story of we can't sell them. Like, this is stupid. Like, nobody's using them. Like, there's a couple of us that took them out, and at least for me, and I threw it out there, and the fish, like, ran from it.
Yeah.
But then Mike took it out, and he caught, a four-pounder.
Who's the manager at East County?
Who's the manager at East County? Yeah, okay. He took it out to Santee and had one, and he's like, he threw it out there. He's like, check this out. I got a four-pounder on it. I'm like, oh, wow.
That
really?
Was a dumb fish, you know?
Right, yeah. It was like, oh, it was just happenstance. But then one of the pros, like, kind of leaked it, and they showed what they were doing.
Okay.
And that was in October. And since October, it has blown up like nobody's business, like a Cinco.
Now,
has
like, it blown
like
up?
Like a Cinco at this point.
Is it a Southern California thing? Is it a national?
No, it's a national thing. Oh, yeah. You know, you can't. So it so from October to December, October, November, December, by the time December rolled around, you couldn't get one. It was
no
all eBay.
What.
They were waiting for them to come back, the new ones. And as soon as they would come in, they would never even hit the they wouldn't even hit the pegs.
Out of the box.
Yeah.
And
you open the box. Like all the
elbows coming over the top.
All the employees had their friends come in. They're gone. Hundreds of them.
And they're
gone.
Not cheap.
No, they're $20 each.
$20.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But you get they last a long time. They're super hard.
Yeah, okay.
But once you figure out how to fish them, they work really good. But it's like a forward-facing thing. Okay. A lot of it is. Now, you can, and it's kind of almost lake-specific, too, because San Vicente is okay, but you can take it to Otay and just go down the bank and throw it and just, like, and catch them. Yeah, and they buy it.
Come on.
Yeah.
Is it the competition factor? Is it?
We don't know. It's just something they haven't seen.
Yeah, something different.
It sinks slow. The presentation's just right. And you keep it away from the fish, again, with, like, the whole forward thing that we were just talking about. But so they chase it down and eat it. It can be used in a lot of different manners. Like you can drop shot them at Lake Mojave in 40 feet of water for smallmouth and if the water's 30 foot deep, they're 30 foot clear. Or you can go to Otay and fish them in 10 feet of water and throw them against the bank and like snap them back.
Do you see the fish getting weary to them?
Not yet. Well, maybe a little bit, because there is a lot of people fishing them now.
Yeah,
at this point. And there's a lot of aftermarket ones. So you don't have to just get the hide-up quakey. Right. You know, you can go, there's a PB ball. George Pernicano came out with his own version, who's local here. And those worked. The guy got an 11-pounder at Murray the other day.
How cool.
You know, on one of those.
That is crazy.
Well, you want to talk about something that just does not, 100% does not look like anything that has ever been installed.
Not really. And we're wondering now, you know, in our heads, is how well they're going to work for, like, spotted bay bass. Like, it's got to be crazy. It's going to be really good in the bay. Really good.
Yeah,
really good.
You got my head spinning now.
Oh, yeah.
You got my attention.
Yeah. And they come in different sizes, too. You know, there's small ones and all the way to big ones or whatever, four different sizes.
Where the circular part in the middle might be a dime.
Yeah.
Or smaller?
Smaller
than a dime.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we got some in the shop just yesterday that are like, they're smaller than a dime.
Like half the size of a dime, maybe? Okay.
Yeah.
But then
the tentacles, you know, are a couple inches around.
So you can imagine a 4-inch ball, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a 4-inch ball with this half dime in the middle.
Yes, yes.
And it's just the craziest looking
so
thing,
funny. Yeah.
Right?
I love it.
It looks like my child's toy, seriously.
Oh, it's a dog toy, yeah.
You fish it on a lead head or like how?
No, that was another thing. That was another big learning curve.
I'm sure it was.
And because they float, so we ended up finally coming across, you stick nails in them, tungsten nails, and then you can either put a treble hook in them or a big, pretty big single hook and just pin it through the.
But in that video, you gave a great description of, it's almost like a little dipsy sinker.
Okay, so that's a grenade weight. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And how you slid the eye through and then put the hook through the eye.
Yes.
I love that. I got you.
So it all anchors.
I'm immediately tracking.
So you don't lose the weight. You don't lose the lure.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's all connected really well. But you still have enough hook out to catch the fish, you know. So, yeah, there's some thought that goes into it.
Dude, I love stuff
like that. I love it. Oh, that's fun. Well, this is a great text to kind of go along with exactly that, and I thought it was fun. Good morning, guys. What another great show with Bruce. Bruce, last time you were on the show, I asked you what was the hot lure that San Diego bass anglers were using, and you told me to get a mega bass, I'm going to screw this up, Karachi.
Karachi.
Yeah, it says, it worked so great for my son and I.
Oh.
We had a fantastic time. I got to ask you again, what's the hot lure for us for this year? And
well,
Jeff in Huntington Beach.
It's just what we were talking about.
Okay.
The quakey ball is absolutely the number one hot thing since the Cinco.
I love that.
Yeah, even more so than the Karachi.
That's crazy.
But the Karachi is pretty darn good. That's a fun lure.
Well, I thought
that's
it was
a lot of fun.
I thought it was so cool that based on your recommendation, he and his son went out and caught a bunch with it.
Yeah,
so that's cool.
I love hearing
that. Do you see this ball becoming like a Senko style?
I don't know. We'll see.
It's that hot right now.
Yeah, it's that hot right now. But, you know, it's got so many more appendages, and I think that they're going to get used to it. Like they're going to back off of it. But
because it's so unique looking.
Yeah. Like the Cinco is just non-evasive. It could be anything. It's very subtle, super subtle. And
is it a bait fish? Is it a worm?
Yeah,
like, what could
yeah,
it be?
Yeah. Yeah. And this has all these spiky ball spikes
which,
all over
which
it,
is very, like, noticeably
different.
Unusual looking.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So crazy.
Yeah. Kind of going like giant swim baits, you know, like they had their time and it's just, they just don't seem to get bit as well as they used to, like, you know, giant Clyde baits or whatever.
Yeah.
Like
a 10 or 12 inch.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Interesting.
Cool. In the beginning, they were really the cat's meow, and now 10 years later, 5 years later, they just don't seem to get bit as well as they used to.
Doesn't mean that a fish isn't going to get caught on.
I'm not saying they don't.
Yeah, of course. But there was a time that if you owned
the glosses,
a Depth 250 and you made a cast, yes, that you were going to catch a big fish.
Right.
Period.
Right. Right.
That's fun.
Gets me fired up.
I know it does. Well, the phones are packed up. Let's jump into them, Corey.
Let's do that. How about Hills? Hills calling from Ventura. Appreciate you joining us this morning on Let's Talk Hook Up Hills.
What's up, Hills? Looks like we might have lost Hills. Why don't we grab another one?
How about Tommy P? How about that? From Sereno Mesa.
Tommy better be there. What's up, Tommy?
Good morning, boys.
There he is.
Hold on. My last bit of breakfast here. Bruce, you're really giving it up, buddy.
I know.
I'm in real trouble.
I'm surprised my phone isn't blown up yet.
There ain't no secrets in this business. Now, I just want to take a few moments to recognize the efforts of the Friends of San Diego Lakes, Tom and Rob, and Bruce, his San Diego Bass Fishing Podcast, the boys at ECBT, Mike, Andy, and the crew, for leading this cause to protect the fishermen, the water skiers, the hikers, the bikers, the joggers, the hunters who use these lakes. I mean, it's incredible, you know, like Bruce said, on what they're doing and why they're doing it, you know, and for what. These fisheries, you know, years ago were some of the best in the world,
Yeah.
So, you know, I just want to say, you know, hats off to all these guys for everything they do, and please support the Friends of San Diego Lakes, if you can. So that's all I got to say.
That's a good one, Tommy. Yeah, how do we support
your cause? Again, they're on Facebook.
Yeah.
They're primarily, Friends of the Lake is primarily on Facebook, and they have a GoFundMe. They can help out with donations. They always need donations because they're putting their money where it needs to go.
Mm-hmm.
They have consultants and whatever that are working for them at this point, and those consultants have to get paid. And if we want our ear, if we want the ear of the city council, we have to use these consultants, and they've got them.
Yeah.
So they need money.
And they absolutely
need money.
The thing I want to say is you guys have already seen that work and be successful. One of the previous fights was for
the budget
closures
to keep the lakes open.
Right.
And Friends of the Lakes won.
Yeah.
Three times now, and the thing is, it's not even a consideration this year.
That's fantastic.
Awesome. So Rob and Tom, it wasn't even on the docket to cut the lakes.
Because now the city council knows
they know.
They're watching for us.
Yep.
You're not the low hanging fruit anymore.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that just shows. And unfortunately, it does take dollars to be but that's what it takes, and we just need to keep rallying.
But they're putting it in the right spot.
Yeah,
they're not frivolous with it, not at all.
Clearly, they're successful,
and they put a tremendous amount of hours in, going to meetings, going to behind the scenes, meeting with people, and this and that. So they're very.
And we could find the GoFundMe through the Facebook page. We just get on Facebook, Friends of San Diego.
Friends of San Diego Lakes. And through Facebook.
Cool.
Yep.
That's awesome.
How do we find that video that I watched? it was a great one. I don't even know. It was just sent to me, so I was able to click.
Mm-hmm.
But how does someone find that? Because it's a great 30 minutes of Bruce speaking on that whole bait.
So that's on San Diego Bass Fishing Podcast.
That's what it's called.
Type in San Diego Bass Fishing Podcast, and it'll come up on YouTube.
Awesome, because it's a great
tutorial. And I've been doing it for 2 years now, and it's grown. The podcast is a lot of fun.
I'll bet.
You know, it's
cool.
I get comments every day. People say, "God, thanks for doing that," or "I learned this," or "I did that," or whatever, and they think that's a great thing. And so,
And it's raw, and I mean that in a very good way.
That's another. Like, I wanted to keep it that way.
Like it's not commercial inspired. It's
even though
not,
I want to go that direction. I mean, I look at you guys, and I'm like, wow, this is really nice.
But it's what takes it to keep it running. But
the raw aspect is I've always kind of gravitated towards that and being real and one on one with the person I'm talking to.
Yeah.
You know, so. That's a big part of it.
That's what
Thank
I heard.
You for noticing.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. I had a fun text that goes to exactly what you're saying, and it was from Phil from Costa Mesa. It says, Bruce is one of my favorite guests that you have throughout the year on Let's Talk Hookup, from Big Fish Happen to guiding me to my first true cow in the Shogun to my first big bluefin on the Shogun to catching giant trout at Henry's and Pyramid Lakes, and now his bass fishing skills, a total renaissance fisherman, skipper, and taco snob. My question is, what is Bruce's favorite type of fishing these days, if all things are equal? Meaning the cows are biting, the 20-pounders at Pyramid are biting, the 10-pounders on the lake are biting.
Man.
Given the best of it, that's an impossible one to answer. But Phil's putting you on the spot.
Yeah. I mean, just off the top of my head, I love catching big ones in the early springtime. Catching big ones as in largemouth bass, early spring post pre-spawn, and getting on the right school and crankbait fishing. You know,
that's
for big ones, 7-8 pound, 10 pound fish or whatever. Like El Cap or whatever, yeah.
And does it mean
right now? That's what I'm doing.
Does it mean more if you catch that fish at El Cap than it does if you catch it at El Salto?
For me, it does.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Totally.
Heck yeah. Nothing against El Salto,
sure.
And I understand what it is, but it's heads and tails to do it at El Cap instead of in a
big
public
time.
Lake that's in the United States in our backyard that has so much pressure on it, and you're competing against everybody else. You know, like, yeah, that's
other
a big
fishermen,
deal.
Other fish, other baits.
Yes.
You know, for you to catch that fish, you had to align a lot of stars and do a lot of things the right way.
Yeah. But right place, right time, everything.
In a defense for El Salto, El Salto is a little bit different. Like, you're going to the destination
enjoy
fishing.
It's a destination.
It is.
Yeah.
There's no knock there.
No, not at all. But it's like going and catching a 200-pounder on your own skiff.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, within 60 miles.
Yep.
Or hopping on the Shogun with Bruce when you did it.
Right.
And, you know, with 15 or 20 of your best buddies.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that's kind of the...
A 200-pounder is a 200-pounder no matter what. But
right?
A 200-pounder that you caught on a sardine that you picked out and cast out and hooked him just means a little something more cool than a 200-pounder that ate the kite on your rotation that you wound it on 100 pounds. The photo is still the same
that's
at the
fact.
End of the day. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
Like, you still did it. And there's a ton to be said about it.
And you put yourself in that position to do that.
And there's no taking away from either of them.
Yeah.
But it for sure means just a little bit more when you do it the other way.
When I launched the boat.
Yeah.
Right?
And I took it out there. I was by myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a good time for sure.
That's a real good one for sure.
All right. Hey, we've got... our fish
realtor.
I know it. Youssef Hosseini. Good morning, Youssef, with the FishDope.com report, and it's brought to us by the Fish Pros, the Fishman's Processing in San Diego. It's where you get your premier processing experience. You can check out their easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. And with more team members, Fishman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More San Diego capacity and the finest customer service. You can stop by the location, Old Town on Taylor Street, or just check them out at fishmansprocessing.com, and don't forget to make your reservations today. Good morning, Youssef.
What's up, Youssef?
Hey, good morning, guys. This fishing is getting pretty crazy already for being this early in the year.
I know.
Everywhere. I mean, Mexico, you name it. I'm going to start up in the Channel Islands area. There at Santa Cruz, they've been catching a small number of decent-sized yellowtail, 10, 12 pounds, as well as some good halibut. Most of that stuff's being caught on fluke style baits. Up in the Santa Barbara Island, there's a sprinkle of big yellowtail and halibut on the backside of the squid beds. Catalina slowed up quite a bit. There still has been some good halibut fishing in the Salta Verde area. The best fishing is happening in the dirty water side. Generally, right now, the yellowtail fishing is a little bit tough, but there is some smaller ones on the front side. San Clemente, just a few scattered yellowtail around the island near the backside Pyramid Cove area. La Jolla slowed way down. The water rolled 7 degrees over there. Not a ton of yellowtail reports as of late, but look for that to be coming back here real soon. And the big news, 371, 425, upper hidden area, there has been a lot of bird schools and a few fish caught super close to home. We also had bird schools in the 101 as well. Hopefully we get that fishing like we did last year. Most of these fish are 20 to 30 pound class. There are some big units in there, 80 to 100 pounds. So it's coming. The hidden bank area, still the same deal, 20 to 100 pounds. Bluefin scattered all over the bank, north, south, everywhere. There's a giant zone of tuna out there already.
Man, it's a beautiful sign.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, crazy. Upper 500, double 220. I have some buddies that are getting off the Constitution right now. They had some really good bluefin fishing, up to about 45 pounds. Giant bonito. They didn't see any of the Dorado, but there are some down there. Thursday, the Tribute managed to score a 30-pound albacore, which is just crazy. That albacore is mixed in with 30 to 50-pound bluefin, and the bluefin were mostly caught on the fly line sardine. One note is these fish are chewing during the day, which is a little bit odd, but it's going, and I'll take it.
Yeah, well, I'll take that oddity, man.
Hey, boys.
Yeah.
Well, what a report,
no
man.
Kidding. It's crazy.
This is the fun times for sure. You know, I mean, there's been a lot of years that, you know, April and May, we're talking about, oh, there's really good sculpin fishing on the ridge right now. And for your report to have, you know, yellowfin, bluefin, albacore, you know, fish close to home, this is exciting times. And, you know, this is the time when it makes the single most sense, in my opinion, to be a member of fishdope.com, because, you know, not every one of your buddies has fished already. You don't have the entire network of all of your friends that are fishing, keeping track on them. Hey, that fish is pushing to the north, and, you know, it's better in the afternoon than it is in the morning, or vice versa. And you know, for a few bucks, you get to have that network of friends, and it's through fishdope.com, and it's great reports like this, and all the hard work that Danny and Jeff and you and everybody puts into it, and it makes so much sense at the beginning of the year when the whole fleet's not on it, because you can be on it. And you can save $30 off of a new membership using the code HOOKUPNOW. It's HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space, saves you that $30. And, man, it's just money very well spent to keep tabs on everything that's going on. And, Yosef, speaking of things going on, how's the real estate world?
Real estate world's great. It's rolling. People are really starting to move on buying. I've got a ton of buyers and sellers. I do have an open house today at 2000 South Juniper Street in Escondido, which is a Let's Talk Hookup listener's home.
Hey, awesome.
That's how I met them. Actually, a friend of yours.
I love it. Well, I'm glad to hear it. Good luck. What kind of home are we showing today?
It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath with garage or RV parking, boat parking, turnaround driveway with a pool, turnkey in Escondido. 2007 South Juniper Street.
There it is.
You got a boat and you need room, this is your spot.
I love it, man.
Which isn't easy to find.
Yeah, great job, Yosef. Well, good luck
that
today.
For sure.
Hope you find the right people, and everybody's stoked like all the things you do. And if somebody wants to keep in touch with you, get the best in the real estate world, how do we do that?
You can get me on social media at Anglers Realtor, or you can get me on my cell phone, 619-277-2169. If you'd like a free home evaluation, you can go to SoCalHomeEval.com.
You're the best. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it very much. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Take care, guys.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate that.
Such a great report.
Totally.
It was brought to us by Gamakatsu. So much more than just the best hooks on the market. Gamakatsu G-boxes have your tackle storage needs covered in a multitude of design and styles. The G-bags and G-cases plus Gamakatsu fillet knives are amazing. With the fishing season heating up, make sure you have a good supply of Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hooks in sizes as small as a number 4. Check Gamakatsu.com for more details. And I bet you that hook with a smaller bait, like in the, you know, that 30 to 60 pound bluefin is like a
number 2 Nautilus.
Yeah.
All day.
You know, speaking of Gamakatsu too, I know next Saturday we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have John and Bubba from Dana Landing are going to be on the show talking about the big summer kickoff sale.
Super cool.
And with Gamakatsu in mind, they're going to rerun their PCS only show special at the Dana Landing summer kickoff sale. So if you spend $25, you're going to get one of those G boxes for free. It's the mini hook box G box. you'll get for free if you spend $25 in Gamakatsu. And if you spend $50 in Gamakatsu, as you know, you get that killer everyday carry knife that they make. So that their knife is valued at $100, and you get one for free for only spending $50. And that's on top of the deals that Steve and Johnny are going to put on the hook. So the hooks will be on a huge discount, and you get all the freebies when you buy. It's just, yeah, it's going to be a killer Gamakatsu deal at the Dana Summer Kickoff.
And their Summer Kickoff sale is so much fun. I mean, it's just you're hanging with buddies, and it's over at 1.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? You
done the right way.
Come and get your deal, and you're out of there by 1 o'clock.
Totally. Raffles, food, killer, killer prices on tackle. It's a really fun time, and we'll look forward to talking a whole bunch about it next Saturday with Johnny and Bubba on the show.
That's good
cool.
times. You know what I enjoyed, Rick? Through the Let's Talk Hookup app, and you could go and listen to it after today's show, was Andy from Fish Emeryville.
Great, wasn't it?
Dude, you had me a Dungeness crowd.
That was really
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, if you have a chance after the show, you can go back through the app and you can listen to that archive. It's a good one.
I was just unaware at how rad that fishery is.
Yeah.
Dal's grandparents live, I mean,
right there,
20 minutes from there, which I didn't know. So we're like... We're going to a wedding for somebody, you know, in June. And I already told Dallas, like, put an extra day. You need to put an extra time off day. I'm going to do that. I was talking with Andy after the show. Like, if I'm having to go all the way up for a wedding day, we're also going to go do a day of striper and halibut fishing with Andy. Like, it was really cool.
And he was talking about the consistency of limits
Unreal,
with the Dungeness, right?
Yeah.
So you can go get your, they set the pots for the Dungeness, they go fish a rockfish, they come back and get the Dungeness traps or the,
His confidence cracked me up. He's like, well, first we get on the boat, we run X amount of time, we knock out our limits on this, then we go knock out our limits on that, and then we come back
right?
in. I'm like, okay, that's my kind of fishing. I like it.
Throwing a king salmon, you really got
it. Yeah,
yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we're having it was a really fun guest, and I'm with you. That was a fun show. Unique, something different, really cool.
It's worth going back and listening to. Hey, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. That's Let's Talk Hook Up.
Yeah.
Not only on the Let's Talk Hook Up app, but we're on YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hi, it's Ben, and I want to tell you about a great event at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, on beautiful Mission Bay. It is coming up on Saturday, May 16th from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., the Summer Kickoff Sale. With all this warm weather, it feels like summer already, so we are celebrating a bit early with huge discounts on everything in the store. Catch all this. Reels are 10% off, plus free Spectra, 15% off rods, and 25% off clothing, shoes, and sunglasses. They even have buy two, get one free deals on hooks, irons, and fluorocarbon. Plus, buy three, get one free on hard baits, soft plastics, and war baits. Don't miss huge savings on JRI jigs, grab some raffle tickets, and win some incredible prizes, all benefiting Rollo Kids and CCA. Plus, score awesome freebies with qualifying purchase and check out the special Turtle Box speaker bundles that include Dana Landing gift cards. Saturday, May 16th from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Dana Landing on Mission Bay. Don't miss it. Summer starts at Dana Landing.
Experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada, at Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, breathtaking scenery and wildlife, warm community, and truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge. Just steps away from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris, you will be fishing pristine, unpressured waters for Chinook salmon, halibut, giant lean cod, and more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty and wildlife. All of us at Haida Gwaii Safaris have exciting news. We now have our own charter flight to and from Sandspit out of Vancouver, making your trip easier than ever. We pride ourselves on creating unforgettable adventures that turn the first-time guests into longtime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please call 1-877-815-2892 or visit us at qcsafaris.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where unforgettable memories are made one catch at a time.
That to-do list isn't going to do itself. That's when the 2026 Motor Trend Truck of the Year Ford Maverick comes in. Agile, nimble, equipped for wherever you go, with available hybrid all-wheel drive and capable of taking on what you need. With the flatbed storage system and a maximum available towing capacity of 4,000 pounds. Get your ideal combination of capability and versatility to handle whatever comes. comes your way. Get it, haul it, make it. Ford Maverick, turning a to-do list into a to-done list. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to take a test drive today.
Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and having so much fun in the world headquarters here, and just so stoked to be in here with Bruce and all the hats he wears from the Friends of San Diego City Place.
I didn't know paramedic was one of those hats.
I know it.
Time to find out, I guess so.
I know, right? I guess we have to read it now, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
I'll put you on the spot for that one.
I know. I will read it for sure. I've got it right here. But I do want to let you know, if you want to send in a text or call in. Jeff's waiting for your call at 833-288-0973. Or, like I said, text the app, and it comes to Rick and I. And this one just came. And on top of all that, we're giving away a full-day trip on the Mission Bell to one lucky winner. But I do want to read this. It came from Doug and Ramona. And good morning, guys. I just wanted to thank Bruce for saving my life back in 2005 on the Shogun. I was choking on a chunk of pork roast, and he gave me the Heimlich hug. Turned out to be the best fishing trip of my life, with a double-digit yellowfin tuna over 180 pounds.
Heavy. Yeah, I was serving dinner at the.
I mean, I literally just.
It's
read
so
this.
Funny. I don't know why I'm embarrassed. Yeah. I'm kind of embarrassed, but he. It was like he didn't. You see him choking, and somebody says he's choking, and then he stands up and he can't say anything. I was like, well, okay, I guess here we go. And I got around behind him, and everybody was really lighthearted, it seemed like, at the time. And I went and I gave him one, two, and it's really hard. It's exactly how they tell you it is. And I came up, and he's not a small guy. He's a pretty big guy. And I came up once, twice, and like the third time, it just kind of popped out of his mouth, and it was a big chunk of pork.
Wow.
Big
crazy.
Chunk of meat.
Well, Doug, and, we're happy to have you, Doug.
Yeah.
For sure.
Thanks for that memory.
Thank you, Bruce.
That's so gnarly. You know, it's a heavy story, but like it makes me so proud of our San Diego sport fishing fleet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
we have to go through the training to do that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like we, a passenger on the boat, like we just take for granted the crews on these boats are so good at just being your bro and your bud, and while we're passengers leaning against the rail, sipping on a cold one, and just BSing with a guy, like you just don't realize how quick that crew jumps into action when something is wrong. And
right.
We just never.
You're always looking for it.
Medical, mechanical.
You're always looking for something wrong.
Whatever.
Yeah. And expecting it.
Yeah.
That was the thing. You know, you always expect something to go wrong because it's going to. Something's going to go wrong, and you just have to anticipate it. Expect it, and then when it does happen, just, you know, deal with it.
And like in Doug's case, I'm sure everything was fine from that minute on, right? After just recovering the thought of what was going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm sure he was
good
within a few minutes.
And that was like the first night out, too. Second night, like we were traveling, and it was right in the beginning of the trip.
Incredible.
Wild.
Yeah, on the way down.
Well, I wanted to, I know we got very busy on the phones, and again, if you want to get your shot on the phones, it's 833-288-0973, and I wanted to get back. I had a fun text this morning. It says, good morning, guys. Great show as always. ECBT always comes in huge clutch on night before trip prep for me. A lot of knowledge across all aspects of SoCal fishing, both fresh and saltwater. I did have a question for Bruce. Do you guys carry heavy spectra in the shop, specifically 130-pound for our bigger tuna setups? I know I've had my 80-pound reels done there before, and I got to fix up my heavy. I was wondering if that's something you guys offer. That's
I'm
going to
say we do. Yeah, we have 130-pound spectra in there for sure. Yeah, Iserline and I think High Seas, but I know for Iserline for sure.
And I'm with Rory, you know, being from Lakeside Way, it's so nice to have not only, I mean, the freshwater side of ECBT speaks for itself. There is not a better shop in Southern California that's so dialed from a jar of power bait to, you know, to
giant swim baits.
Yeah,
you know,
to the hottest thing always. So you guys are so
Japanese
based
stadium,
a step ahead of everything.
Yeah,
and I know that Mike and you and everybody in there puts a tremendous amount of effort into that.
Mike does a really good job of ordering and keeping on top of stuff and the new trends and whatnot. So,
but equally so, I mean, if you're an East County guy, it's so nice to be able to have a full complement of saltwater gear. And like Rory said, you need to get 130-pound wound on your reel. I mean, it saves you a drive all the way down to the coast.
And I bet you there's guys that come fish our lakes that stop in that shop just because, I mean, I've been in a huge amount of our Southern California shops. Mm. None of them. I mean, you could put all of them together, and they wouldn't rival East County Bait and Tackle. Like, it's...
That's nice to hear.
No, and I mean that.
True. Yeah,
there's probably guys that stop in there.
Oh, they come down from Riverside and whatnot to the shop.
It doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah.
Because you are so... No, you don't only carry the array, but you're stocked on it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And, I mean, you can buy a pack of Senkos anywhere. What you can't buy is a Mike, a Bruce, all the guys that are in there that, like... Things just change and evolve so fast, and you always stay in front of it. And maybe it is a pack of Senkos, but now we're rigging it this way, and now we're fishing it that way.
Yeah.
And now that I'm thinking about it, like when I go down to Dana Landing, Johnny, like they know what's going on in the bay right there. They're as friendly and like forthcoming, and they want you to have success.
Mm-hmm.
It's
of
the
course.
Same thing in East County.
Yes.
Yeah, at East County, it's not that, you know, elitist.
We want you to catch fish.
It's not an elitist club you're stepping into. It's,
I couldn't agree more. Yeah,
it's
awesome.
A very friendly atmosphere.
The more fish you catch, the more you're going to buy.
Right?
The more time you're going to spend in the shop, you know. So.
But, Bruce, it sounds simple, but not every shop has that, like, vibe. You know what I mean?
The other thing that I like so much about that shop, and it's a prideful thing because I know it's the way that we do it too, is you're selling somebody the right thing for their application. And I know that sounds dumb, but it's not. People that aren't able to stock the volume that you do, they have to sell you what they have.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that.
Yeah.
You get to say, this is the right reel from brand X, Y, Z, W, and this one that you haven't heard of. This is the attributes of all of them. These are what your budget, like, you get to work with the guy to get the right piece of gear for them, not just, well, man, I'd love to sell you this. We don't have any of those, so this is what we got. You're never faced with that there. The level of inventory makes it so much better for a customer.
Huge Shimano, you know, a lot of Shimano reels, rods, Lumis rods, Daiwa. The whole thing. Baits.
Is there any shop in Southern California? I haven't seen it, but maybe you know that has the Shiner and Light Bait.
So
like you guys have? I don't think there is.
Slug Fishing has a little bit of Shiners.
Okay.
But I don't know where they keep them at. And I like Timmy and I like those guys up there. Don't get me wrong. But, so they have a little bit of Shiners, but it's like Lemon Grove and us that we have Shiners. That's it. And the other thing is that they're legal in Riverside. So San Diego is kind of, all been grandfathered in like this whole time. Like we can use live bait down here.
I did not know that.
Yeah. No, you can't, you know, you can scoop them up there, scoop shad and use shad like Casitas and Castaic, Rich Tauber and those guys. They brag about or they advertise the fact that they have shad on board.
Sure.
Like squid almost. Like we made shad yesterday, so we have shad for the next couple of days. But they don't have shad all the time, and they have to scoop it out of the lake.
Oh, I gotcha.
They can't just go buy Shiners on a whim.
Interesting.
You know, just the morning before, to where San Diego is like its own little thing down here, and we have Shiners.
That.
We have to get them from Arkansas.
Yeah, what a trip.
Yeah. This is only they're the only permitted place in the United States we can buy them from.
I didn't
California.
Know that. Really?
Yeah. And so we ship them in twice a week, and Wednesdays and Fridays, and
They're so healthy looking in the tanks. Like
for the most part. Yeah, for the most part. You know, it's like sardines or any type of live bait. It can be not good.
Fickle.
And, I mean, you know, the quality of the bait.
Yeah.
Like sometimes we get it.
Yeah, you
and
get
it's
a load
just like
75
degrees at the receivers when you're getting sardines. And the sardines are like, they're all red and whatnot and messed up. Sometimes Shiners are that way. But most of the time the Shiners
pretty
are
healthy.
Good. We have brand new tanks. We have 6 tanks there. At
you guys
County.
Put a lot of effort and money into that system,
into keeping it all clean and whatever, and keeping them stocked up. Yeah. So we try to have Shiners all the time. The only time we don't have Shiners is in the summer and when they're spawning, and then they don't sell them to us from Arkansas, and they're spawning them back there. It's like for 2 months.
I would bet that having a tank of Shiners is just like having a big tank of Chilvey. Like things happen in a stretch of shoreline that wouldn't happen without, you know what I mean?
It's crazy.
It's ringing the dinner bell.
It's a different game. And the fish are bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like overall, it's like, all of a sudden, I'm catching 4-pounders out of San Vicente. I haven't caught a 4-pounder in San Vicente in like months, and all of a sudden, I take shiners out there, and I've got 3 of them today.
But what a cool thing, Bruce! Like you mentioned, Chris Minnick wanted to take his grandchild to go do that.
Yeah.
Like what a cool thing to be able to go do and have a shot at, you know, catching
a lot of fish and quality fish.
Yeah.
And the kids can do it.
I'm knocking at the door.
The introduction.
My boys should be old enough to do it. And I can't wait.
The introduction of bringing kids into fishing is, that's the way to do it.
And making it fun.
Yeah, making it fun. They get to play with the shiners. You know, they get to fish. They catch them. You know, and they're a part of it.
You said something so good the other day. You know, we had 15 fish in a couple hours, and a couple hours is like I have learned with my boys, like that's as important of it as there is too. Like,
yeah,
you know,
got to keep it short.
Dark to dark is not the move with your 4-year-old. You know what I mean? Like Wyatt,
it's half day.
Wyatt knows. Go down to the boat. We go shrimp at Seaforth. We catch our half a dozen bass. We go to Johnny and get a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and we're out of there. And like he loves it. Can't wait to go back again. But like. We're not dark to dark mission yet, you know. Like a quick hit, heavy on the action
to get him in,
to
grab him, get the hooks in.
He's screwed, man. He's got it. He's got it.
Such a cool thing.
Yeah, fun for sure. Well, let's jump back into those phones.
Let's do it, Rick. How about Mike? Mike calling from Torrance. Good morning, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning. Quick report, and thanks for the show, guys. We went on the American Angler this week. It was very good fishing for the 20 to 40 pound bluefin. Good time, light line was the ticket. And then Bruce, I've got a bass fishing trip at Barrett coming up. Can you give me a little bit of advice on how you would go about fishing Barrett?
Barrett will probably be having a shad spawn going on. You want to be fishing spinner baits, probably some top water. By the time Barrett opens up in May, it's usually got some good top water action, frogs. But spinner baits, underspins, up against rock is going to be the way to go if there's a shad spawn going on. Flukes are always really good, shad imitators. Of course, always the drop shot and cinkos. 4-inch cinkos, 5-inch cinkos are good. 4 inches are better for me at Barrett. 4-inch cinkos, wacky rigged fly line.
This is going back a week or two, and, you know, by the time it opens, it's hard to say, but I have a bud that got drawn to fish as part of the DFW share program.
Yeah.
They got to fish the lake and just said that a fat Ica cast at any piece of exposed brush had a bite before it even touched the bottom.
Nice.
He said that lure in particular, like, it was a tremendous fishing, as Barrett can be, and I'm sure you'd catch them on a bunch of ways, but after they're, like, morning array of topwater fun fishing started to wane. They said a fat Ica cast at any piece of brush had a fish on it.
That's
awesome. They said it was one of the best, even for Barrett, it was unbelievably good.
Truly a gem in our county, man. That's just such a neat lake and world class fishing, really. I mean, and Mike.
Yeah.
Mike's going to be stoked.
So I just got a text from a person who I've been helping out and whatever, and he's like, hey, I'm going to El Cap. What's going on? So he just sent me a text just now.
Yeah.
Like just now. He's all been epic so far. 40 already this morning.
Woo!
Biggest is 3.5 pounds.
No way.
All on underspin at El Cap.
Dude, I can see you twitching.
40 fish this morning.
Bruce, I see you twitching.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's not 9 o'clock yet. Let's check that, too. Like, it's not 9 a.m. yet to have 40.
Is he in a float tube?
He's a kayaker.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
so,
cool.
Yeah, he's like, hey, what's going on? I said, well, you want to fish an underspin.
Wow.
And fish it right over here. But, yeah, he's doing good.
That's cool.
That's a good morning.
What do you call the longer skinny bait that you make, Corey? Like, what is the name of that? Because I don't know the right name for
it.
I know that our nickname for it, like,
if you go into Fisherman's Landing, they're at the top shelf. Mm-hmm. So there's the regular Bay swim bait, which is a 3-inch,
right? Mm-hmm.
But the skinny 3-inch is the one you're referring to, and you could fit 3 of those skinny 3 inches into the Bay 3-inch.
Is that the longer?
Yeah, it is. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So it's, I mean, I refer to it as a 2.5-inch just to try to differentiate.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, East County, Mikey has an order out for a guy for 100 of those.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't doubt it.
Yeah. You're probably out of them in the shop.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a very well known, it's like a darter head style bait.
Yeah. You can put those on a, understand.
Well, and they do. They work. Right. I mean, they work great at Barrett. They work.
Yeah.
It's just a bite friendly size.
Yeah.
Little snack.
That's I love it. All right. Well, let's jump right back into them. They're packed up.
Let's do it. How about Tom? Tom calling from San Diego. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning, Tom.
Morning.
Hey, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
All right. Well, I called in to talk a little bit or ask about Santee Lakes, how great they are. But hearing John Ireland just reminded me of when a buddy of mine and I drove up from Cabo, and he wanted to snorkel, and I said, I'll go ahead. I went out to the pool, ordered one of their famous margaritas, and after about a half hour, this hand comes over the far side of the fence that's, what, 10, 15 feet above the sand. The guy was selling silver. Great deal. So I went out to the car and got some money and bought my wife a couple presents, and we had a good time. I just love hearing John Ireland's voice.
Yeah, and thanks for the call, by the way, as well, Tom. But to have that opportunity and to be able to go down and enjoy John's property
totally, and
still have the crew that was a part of Rancho Le Nero, I think you wrote down the number. What is his number again, Rick?
Yeah, so mesadelmar.mx on the web, and then the phone number being 725-500-5901. Tom, appreciate the phone call very much. Putting your saltwater shoes back on, yep. Bruce. We had a text come through, says, wow, what a great show. So fun having Bruce on the show again. I missed him so much on board the Fun Days in the Shogun. Back then, he could cast a surface iron a mile. Bruce, can you make a rod and reel and jig suggestion? My brother and I are both going to Cedros in September. Looking for your favorite rod, reel, and lure for surface iron fishing yellows.
Well, for me, you know, back then, I used a Seeker SJ100H. That's what I had on the boat. That was my number one deal. You can't get those. I don't think you can get those anymore. So I go Calstar 100J. You know, it's a no-brainer for me. 10-footer, 100J, can't break it. It's cast mile, ubiquitous, you know, you catch everything on it. And that was the rod. Yeah, everybody wanted to go to the Aluas and whatever, but the Aluas were not user-friendly.
Fishing a Lua all day. Your shoulder feels it.
Yeah, so we would, you know, 93Hs and whatever, those Aluas. I tried to fish in a Lua one year and was like, you can cast them far.
Great.
They cast very far, but you have to put a lot of muscle into it.
And they bend all the way.
Well, they're kind of fast, but they're heavy. They're just a heavy action, big rod. You could bounce 20-pound yellows with them, like literally. But for the macho guy, it was great. But when you would hook it as a deckhand, hook those yellows and then hand them off, I've never lost more surface irons to handing fish off with the Luas. Like halfway through the season, I just had to put it down. Like no more Luas. Back to the 100J, back to the SJ100, because it was like you could actually land them, and it didn't pull you over the side, like literally. So 100J, 533 Newell, you know, that was my jam. That's my jam. Right now, of course, you're going to go with the Trinidad, a Shimano Trinidad. You can't go wrong with it. 500 size reel. You can go Spectra if you want. If you want to go that route, it's so much easier if you just go straight mono. 30, 40, 50-pound mono, depending on what you're going to be doing with it. 30-pound for Barracuda, 40-pound, 50-pound for Yellowtail. Depending on if you're going to go to Cedrus, I'd be fishing 50-pound. Around here, I'd probably stick with 40-pound, maybe even 30-pound if you're going out to San Clemente. So I would just stay in that range. I don't know if you can get a 10-foot rod down to Cedrus, honestly. Yeah. You'd have to go.
That's one of the fun parts. Yeah. You get to take that rod.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'd definitely take a 10-footer. I mean, you're going to cover up so much more water with a 10-footer.
We're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won this full-day trip on the Mission Bell. You could use that 10-footer on the Mission Bell.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll be right back on the Let's Talk Cook Fat YouTube, Facebook Live at 97.3 The Fan.
Everything about Katmai Lodge is first rate, and it should be on the bucket list of everyone who enjoys fishing. This is Brandon Bono. My visit to Katmai Lodge is an experience I will never forget. Constructed on the banks of the Alagnac River in Katmai National Park, the lodge is a fishing dream come true. The experience is incomparable. Whether bait casting, spin, or fly fishing, you'll find king, sockeye, chum, coho, and pink salmon, plus trout, grayling, char, and Dolly Varden. Their guides are amazing. Days are exciting and fun with hot lunches and snacks served on the river. The brown bears, bald eagles, beaver, otters, and other wildlife you see is amazing. The lodge staff is great. There's complimentary wine, beer, and appetizers before a fantastic dinner every evening. Take it from me, a trip to Katmai Lodge should be on your list. For information, visit katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. Once again, that's Katmai Lodge, KATMAI.com.
Every boater wants reliability and peace of mind on the water. And that's exactly what Towboat US San Diego provides. As part of the largest on-water towing fleet in the nation, Towboat US San Diego is ready to respond when you need them. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. As a member, you get free towing, free fuel delivery, free jump starts, and many more services. Now is a great time to sign up for a Boat US membership, as they are celebrating their 60th anniversary by giving away a 21-foot Grady White boat, plus lots of other prizes. Entry is free. Sign up at BoatUS.com. Let's face it, when you're out on the water, things happen fast. And Towboat US San Diego can help you get home safe. Their fleet of boats and professional captains are standing by ready to lend you a hand when you need it. Membership is inexpensive and is certainly a must-have for any boat owner. Check BoatUS.com for details and sign up for the Grady White Boat Giveaway, which ends June 15th. Towboat US San Diego, your friend on the water.
Adding a fish finder to my fishing kayak completely changed the way I fish. I'm Logan from Fastlane Kayaks, and I've been fishing from a Hobie kayak for over 4 years now. For about half that time, I was fishing without a fish finder. And trust me, it's called fishing blind for a reason. But don't just take my word for it. Here at Fastlane Kayaks, we've been installing and using fish finders on Hobie kayaks for over 25 years. Over all that time, we've done our fair share of trial and error to find the best mounts and methods for rigging a kayak. So instead of trying to learn 25 years of experience through endless YouTube videos, just drop your kayak off at Fastlane. Every Fastlane install is clean, user-friendly, and built to last in real saltwater conditions. One way we do that is by housing all the fuses and electrical connections inside a small waterproof case. Keeps everything protected, organized, and easy to access. Whether you're looking to add a fish finder, install a motor, or upgrade into a brand new fishing kayak, come by Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking in Mission Bay, or give us a call at 619-222-0766.
Shimano makes the finest fishing reels on the market, but they are always striving to make the best even better. Introducing the new Tranx 400B reel. This powerhouse low-profile bait casting reel is built for throwing big baits at the toughest fish that swim. Core solid and Hogany body technologies deliver unmatched rigidity and flex-free cranking, ideal for heavy loads. SVS Infinity MD Tune Braking offers precise control for casting heavy baits. X-Ship boosts gear durability and casting distance, while a Cross Carbon Drag ensures smooth, reliable performance. Versatile across salt and freshwater applications, the redesigned Tranx 400B is a vital tool in the pursuit of trophies. If you're looking to take your bait casting reel to the next level, check out the all-new Tranx 400B at your local Shimano dealer.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm so stoked. We're going to have Bruce flip the coin. Go ahead and flip it on the desk here. Texter. And today the texter is Rory in Lakeside. Congratulations.
Going to love fishing on the bell, Rory. Congratulations. All appreciate right. that very much. And, man, what a fun show, Bruce. Great having you in here. I know hard to peel you away. You've got so many things going on, but we really appreciate you coming and hanging a couple hours.
It's talking just the best. I really, I appreciate it. You guys asking me to come in here for the opportunity. It. So thank you.
Yeah, you're so welcome and so many great things. And I want to applaud you you and tell you how much I appreciate the amount of effort that you personally put in with, along with the whole team of the Friends of San Diego City Lakes. It's a huge deal, and it's not getting appropriate amount of coverage, and it sure is nice knowing that you and a team of guys are working on everybody else's behalf, and we really appreciate you.
Yeah, trying to get the word out there.
Totally,
for sure.
Totally. So if somebody does want to come fishing, come guide on a guided trip with you, find you at East County Bait and Tackle. One more time, give us the rundown how we find Bruce.
619-753-0773. It's 619-753-0773. Appreciate it. You can call or text me there at that number, and we can set you up on a guide trip. Get me a hold of Facebook at Bruce Smith, Instagram on San Diego Bass Fishing Podcast, and Instagram Bruce A. Smith.
There it is. Hey, we appreciate you. Next Saturday, another great show. John and Bubba from Dana Landing. We'll be back. Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live.